Welcome back to this edition of the Principal Podcast. I'm Dan Burkhardt, and alongside me is Carmel High School Principal John Williams. On this episode today, we will be talking about several topics, including homecoming, questions from students, and more. So, on to the first question.
What have you been working on since August, since last time we met?
Well, you know, school's up and running, and that's a big part. We talked about that in August when we met. I think the thing that we've been spending most of our time on, other than just the normal everyday running of the school, you kind of get in your rhythm and things get moving and just the day-to-day issues that come up. But one of the things that we started last year that I'm really excited about is we created a college and career readiness site team second semester of last year. And Melinda Steffen, who's our college and career coordinator in the counseling center, she coordinates that. It's part of her responsibility in that area. And she's just done a phenomenal job. It's a large committee made up of 15 of our teachers. Just about every department's represented. Some of our administrators, some department chairs, and some counselors. And our goal, the charge that we gave to the committee was to really look at college and career readiness and what that means at Carmel High School, and really what it means 9th grade through 12th grade at Carmel High School, so that we would expand it more than just helping kids apply for colleges. And that's important, and we still want to do that. But there are a lot of things that go into, we believe, into the challenge of making getting our students college and career ready. And you know, that's a daunting task if you think about it. It's more difficult and more encompassing than just even getting you a diploma. I mean, we can make sure you pass the right classes and you get your credits, but for us to be able to feel comfortable and feel satisfied with getting all of our students, and I think that's important that all of them are, is something that I didn't feel like we could compartmentalize and just applying for colleges. So the site team met last spring a couple times. They did some kind of groundwork and some research defining what does college and career readiness mean. And then we met with some focus groups. We talked to 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders, 12th graders. We brought in some parents, and we just kind of got a feel for where our different student groups were. And they've kind of gotten up and running. They've met a couple times since school started, actually met once in the summer. And they're putting together some plans and some initiatives that we think will go a long way in helping all of our kids. Again, all of our kids, every kid who walks in here is going to do something after they leave Carmel High School, whether it's a four-year university or a two-year university or military or right to a job or whatever their path may be. We want to do our part to make sure they're ready. So we're excited about it. We presented to the school board last month, early this month in September. We gave a presentation to the school board. It was received very favorably. And I think our district is excited about those kinds of things. So that's been the big thing we've been doing that's new, I guess.
Yeah, and I know earlier on you mentioned kind of the day-to-day routine work that you've been working on. Like, can you sort of like expand on like what is like the day-to-day routine work for Mr. Principal John Williams?
Well, big part of my day is just watching you guys and our teachers do amazing things. I get a chance to be around a lot of those things. And I tell people I don't do anything, but I'm responsible for everything. And so, you know, what we do is, you know, dealing with issues that come up. You know, we have a parent call and they're concerned about this, or something's not working right in a classroom, or, you know, we have someone who's ill, or any of those things that come up in the normal day-to-day running of a school. And so it's really difficult. You know, I get here fairly early, answer emails, spend some time meeting with folks in the morning. Usually people know that's a good time to stop by and ask me a question or get something signed or whatever they might need to do. And then the rest of the day is made up of observations, you know, going into classrooms, doing observations, being out in the hallway, trying to get around the building as much as we can. And there's always, some meetings involved with that, whether it's, meeting to talk about new curriculum that we're trying to implement or new courses or a decision that we're making about whether or not we should, allow kids to wear hats or not wear hats, those kinds of things. So that's a big part of the day, and it changes every day. It's one of the things I really enjoy about the position. And then, of course, when school's out, we kind of wrap things up. Again, have some meetings usually. That's when we kind of meet with our teachers, either our PD committee or department chair meeting or our faculty meetings or some of those things. And then go home and oftentimes turn around, come back, and, had senior night last night for girls volleyball. So shout out to those girl volleyball seniors, and they had a great win against Pike High School and really having a great season. So I don't know if that answers your question very specifically, but it's just, again, I think what we should do administratively is make what our teachers do possible. And we're there to, create guidelines and make sure things are working and to assist the real work that goes on here. And that's what goes on in the classroom and goes on in our, and right here in this studio or anywhere else.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think it's kind of cool to see that perspective, what you're doing like through the day, because I know a lot of students, even myself included, don't really know like what it is to be like an administrator or what it is to do those kind of roles. But
it's a lot of fun, and it's a really lucky. And I teasingly said, a lot of what I do is watch what you guys do, and that's kind of true. One of the great things about this position is you get a chance to be around some amazing people and see some amazing things, and I'm thankful for that every day.
Yeah. So what I did a couple days ago, I took to the halls with a recorder, and I went around asking different students just a simple question. If you could ask Principal Williams any question, what would it be? So I got some pretty interesting responses, a few serious, a few more lighthearted, but all of them were, I thought, really good. So I think a few of them I want to showcase here were...
How do you do it all? How do you tackle all the things that are thrown at you on a daily basis and just continue to better our school and put smiles on every kid's face?
Well, first of all, that's a very nice question, because that's something that's very important to me, is to have, that brief, passing period or in the cafeteria interaction with students. And so to answer the question, I have lots of help. And, one of the things our district has been very fortunate or been very good about is making sure that when we ask someone to do a job, whether it's me as principal or a teacher in a classroom or a coach or whatever it might be, we as a district, I think, have done a good job of giving them the kind of facilities and support and help that they need to do the job. And, we talk a lot about it. We have high expectations of each other, but we don't expect any of us to do it by ourselves. And that's truly the case of being a principal at Carmel High School. They're an amazing administrative team that works very, very hard in their particular areas with a real can do and will do attitude. So, to answer the question, I get lots of help. I come in really just with the mindset that I want to be there to assist. And then every time I can get a chance to be around kids and say hi to them and ask them how they're doing. And not that I get to know them, on a close basis. I don't think you have to do that for kids to feel like you care about them and that you're interested in them. So if I see someone that has a Carmel Dads Club football visor on, I can say, hey, did you play Carmel Dads Club football?
Or
I see someone that has. So those are the kinds of things that are really important to me, and I really value that time where I can do that.
That's really cool. I know, being a student myself, getting to like walk through the hallways, going through the common area, and you just standing outside, even passing by, saying like, hey, good morning, how you doing, that kind of stuff. It's always just nice. Like, I know it always kind of makes me feel like I'm connecting more to, because I know you're pretty much like in my eyes, you're kind of like the heart of the school. Because, like, I don't know, maybe you don't see it that way, but in my perspective, I feel like you're kind of the heart of the school, where you're always attending every different game, you're attending different classrooms, seeing everything what's happening, everything that goes on in the school always has sort of your certificate of approval almost. And so just being able to see you in the hallway and just have like a little passing by greeting as I'm on the way to class, it kind of helps me connect more to the school and makes me feel a little bit more at home.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan. That's why I stand out there. You guys can't avoid me. You have to walk by me.
So on to the next question from a student.
If you could change anything about your high school experience, what would it be?
You know, I had a wonderful high school experience. So one of the things I would, my first thought was do it over again, but that's not true. I wouldn't do that. But probably I would have tried a little harder. You'll be in this situation too. You know, the perspective of hindsight is amazing. And I don't have a ton of regrets, but I certainly feel like there are things I could have taken more seriously. There are things I could have handled more maturely. And part of it also is, and I know a lot of students, if they were listening to this, would understand that, you know, those are tough years, high school years are. They're a lot of fun, and you make a lot of great memories, but those can be really challenging years. You really come into high school as a child, and you leave as an adult. And, you know, and there's probably not a whole lot, I don't think there's any four-year time in your life that you have as many changes, you know, physical changes, social changes, emotional changes, legal changes. I mean, you have your first date, you get your license, you get to vote, you get your first job, you know, you start maturing, you go from adolescence to adulthood, you start shaving. I mean, you know, on and on and on, the things that you start doing for the first time in your life during high school. And that's an amazing time, and it's exciting time, but it's also a very difficult time where kids aren't sure how they fit in and what they're, you know, you don't know what you're going to do, and you don't know what college you're going to go to. And so I think if I had to do over again, I would try to be more accepting of myself, and have the perspective that I'm going to be all right, and, you know, I'm going to fit in, and I'm going to make it and be successful and those kinds of things. And because I think a lot of high school kids struggle with that a little bit, just not quite knowing and not quite understanding all the changes that are taking place. And I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
yeah, that does. That's really cool. I think me being a high school student, even though I'm a senior and I'm kind of wrapping up my high school career, I can still relate to everything you're talking about. All the different changes you were mentioning, mm-hmm. Everything. It's like you said, there's not a 4-year period in your life where you're going through more changes than high school. I think, and every single kid that has gone through and is going through high school can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
So on to a more lighthearted question from a student. He asked,
where do you get your suits?
First of all, most of them are probably older than him. different places. I shop a lot at Macy's. You know, they have those 2-for-1 specials, mm-hmm. And that's probably where I get most of my suits. And I never get my suit without my wife coming with me, because she picks out the tie and the shirt and everything else. So that's where I get most of them, off the rack at Macy's.
Yeah. And for the final question from a student,
how do you manage to be so awesome?
Well, I think a lot of people might argue with that. But anyway, like I said at the beginning, what we all hope for is that we have a job that we can work really hard at, something we love doing. And I know it sounds hokey, but I'm telling you, literally every day when I come in here, I'm thankful and I'm excited. And I think that's what makes people good at what they do. And And that, you know, I hope for everyone that when you find whatever your career is, that it's something that you believe in, that is rewarding to you, and that's meaningful. And I think when you do that, then I think your chances of doing it well go way up. And I think we really get to decide that. You know, my mom used to tell me that I'm going to be as happy as I choose to be in whatever I'm doing. And I believe that. There's no perfect job, and sometimes the grass can always look greener, but I think if we can, and what I try and do is really appreciate what I have. And to be the principal of Carmel High School is an amazing honor that I completely appreciate every day. And I think that helps you to do it well.
That's really interesting to hear. I think I know I can relate that to myself, me trying to go into athletic training in college and as a career opportunity later on in life. I know being like having that experience right now, doing that for the football team and track team last year, I think that's one of those things where when you find that job that you really, it's the one, you just know it's the one, and that's how you kind of manage to keep your head up and you just keep going along. Even if you're having some down days, you know, I get to go to work and I'm going to enjoy it no matter what.
Yeah. And what you'll find is that you'll work really hard at it, and it could be really frustrating. You know, and a great job doesn't necessarily mean an easy job. And I think sometimes we make a mistake is we associate hard with bad and easy with good. And I don't think there's any correlation between those at all. I think in my life, some of the best things I've ever done, some of the greatest things I've ever done, have been some of the hardest things that I've done. And what you hope is that you can do something that's very hard that you love, like you talked about. You know, if you go into athletic training and that works out for you, you'll work very hard and it'll be very tough and there'll be high demands and there'll be times when you don't quite know what to do and you're frustrated and but if you love doing that, man, it's just the greatest.
Yeah, yeah. So I think to end the interview here, I'll end it off with it being homecoming week this week. What has been your most memorable experience from homecoming?
I think my first homecoming. You know, I came from a school that was a wonderful school, but it didn't have the tradition of homecoming. It didn't have a lot of traditions that we have at Carmel. We're fortunate. But it didn't have the homecoming tradition. And I remember my assistants at the time, and this was 14 years ago, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is going to be something. Oh, yeah, okay. And that whole week, I'm just kind of in awe and almost a little bit worried about, man, what's going to happen when this happens? You know, what are these kids going to do? And they, you know, my administrative team and some of the teachers kept all week just telling me, just relax, it'll be fine. And then Friday came, and it was this crazy day of fun and dressing up and kids, you know, in the hallway and all around the building. And I was nervous. But when I left there, I just thought, what a great place to have this ability to do this. And, you know, Miss Keynes Benton talks about, she told me a long time ago, she goes, homecoming is when our freshmen fall in love with Carmel High School. Because you get to realize what a special place it is. And I think that's what happened for me. That's when I knew that this was a wonderful place. So that first homecoming week, and especially that Friday, was a huge memory for me, one that I'll never forget. And I remember we had an all-school combo, and you go down there, and you know the gym is packed, and it's almost all blue and gold. And I remember standing down there on the court and looking up and just overwhelmed with just the visual to begin with, and I've not been disappointed since then. So we're very lucky, Dan, at this school to have the ability to do the things we do, and homecoming is a great example of that.
Yeah, I like that point you brought up about how homecoming is the real time that freshmen learn to love this school, because I remember my homecoming freshman year getting to dress up for all the spirit days. Everybody thinking like, oh, are you going to do it? Are you not going to do it? But spirit days are one of those things that you got to do.
A lot of kids
do it. It's something I love doing each and every year because you get to go all out, see how much fun you can have doing them.
Yeah.
And I know that's just one that brings you in a little bit closer with your friends, all getting to dress up fun and to the school. Because, you know, even there's 5,000 kids here, but you're kind of connecting with everybody when you're all dressed up. Like, everybody's dressed up today, like a mom or dad appreciation, that kind of thing. It's just a way to connect to everybody else. And I think it's a really great way to get everybody involved.
Absolutely. And you know what happens, and whether it's your school or your work or whatever, it's important that it becomes more than just the place you study, you know, math, algebra, math and science and social studies and English and our electives. Just like your work should become more than where you just go and produce something. And I think doing those things and getting involved makes that happen. So I applaud our kids who get involved, and there's a, you know, there's a large percentage who do, and it's just really neat.
We'll now transition into the discussion portion of this episode. All right, welcome back to the Principal Podcast here. I'm your host, Dan Burkhardt. Alongside me is Principal John Williams of CHS. And for the discussion portion of this episode, I think the first thing we really want to talk about is going off like the last question of the interview part, homecoming. What's it been like to see homecoming adapt over your time here as principal? What's it been like for you to do that?
Well, it's been a balance of having a week that's, you know, all the things that we talked about, you know, full of tradition, kids can relax and have fun and connect, like you so well pointed out. But also, you know, it's a week of school, and, you know, there are lessons to be learned and information to be covered and those kinds of things. So I think one of the things that we've done over the last several years is to really look at, you know, what we do and how we do it and make sure that we're doing all the things that are important about homecoming, but also managing the classroom part of it. Excuse me. And the and I think we've done a good job with that. I think teachers still feel that they're able to get things accomplished. And, you know, Friday's a little goofy, but other than that, I think we do a good job of that. So that's been one of the things. And then just continuing to listen to kids through student government about, you know, what are the important things. You know, one of the things that we've never changed is the trike race. And that kind of surprised me when I first started here, because I didn't think it was that important, but it is really important to our kids.
Yeah.
And so to make sure that we maintain those core things, the parade has always been very important. But we've changed things. You know, years ago we used to have a dilly bar race and some of those things that we've changed. So that's kind of how it's evolved.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, because even I can attest to how it's sort of evolved through my 4 years here. And it may not have even evolved on like a school-wide level, but for me, I think it's been really interesting to go from being just sort of a participator almost in the activities and just like kind of viewing them. Like freshman and sophomore year, I went to the games, got to go to that. I was dressing up for the Spirit Days, you know. I got to, on the Green Day, the Friday of this week, I got to go down to the stadium, watch the trike race. That was always fun to watch. But I think over the past 2 years, being involved with the football team has kind of helped.
Absolutely.
It's helped a little bit more. I feel more involved because we get to, the football team obviously gets to go through the parade downtown Carmel, and then they get to go sit in a different area of the stadium when the, not parade, but the festivities are going on and the track race and all that. And I think it's a lot of fun. But I think the biggest change for me in my 4 years has been getting to be a part of the homecoming game, because I went from just being a viewer and a spectator watching on some people I knew, some of my friends out there getting to play a little bit, to now where I get to actually be out there. I get to be on the team. I get to be out on the field. I have thousands of people there, so many of them that I know. They're all like yelling at me, all that kind of stuff, all my friends. And it's great, because I get to feel a little bit more involved, yeah, even more than I already was before. And I think it's nice, not to get recognition, but to feel like you're doing more of a part to help it go along.
And, you know, as an athletic trainer, that's that's a huge part. I mean, you've also, you know, you have to know that you're really contributing to that team, and so that is a good feeling to be a part of something.
Yeah, and I know kind of what you just touched on, Coach John Hebert of the football team. He understands it better than anybody. He was an alumni from CHS here back in his heyday in high school. But he understands how much the managers and trainers really help with the teams, not just football, but any sport they're helping with. And I think we're not out there on the field getting all the glory, getting all the plays, all that necessarily. But we're out there, I'll say, in the managers, helping to make sure everything's going along smoothly, make sure everything is working as is. And we're doing our part to help ensure that these teams are winning.
Absolutely. MVPs in many cases, because if you don't do your part, the team will ground to a halt. So you should be proud of that.
And it's something that I know we get told oftentimes at the football, by the football team, that like everybody appreciates us, and we do feel appreciated. We know that like the team wouldn't be able to do everything just because there are so many people on the team. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be able to function as is without the help of the trainers and managers. But we know, I think it's kind of nice during homecoming to get to be a part of like the
absolutely
to get to be a part of the team a little bit more, because we have like tomorrow morning during the late start, we get to have the breakfast with we're coming in to have a team breakfast in the morning. It's gonna
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
where are you having that?
I think just in freshman cafeteria. Okay. It's just something we do each and every year. And then of course on the Thursday night, every Thursday night for home before a home game, the team always has a team dinner, and we have seniors speak and talk about why they're playing football. But it's even better because for the homecoming game, we also include the freshman team with us, and it includes a little bit more unity among us because the freshman team, they're part of us, but they're a little bit more separate from the JV and varsity level.
Absolutely.
But it's just a nice way to get everybody to come in. And I think on the topic of athletics, what have you been seeing this past month with not only the football team, but girls and boys soccer, volleyball, all that?
Yeah, this is an exciting time of year. The fall is exciting, because school's starting, and that means that athletics are starting. That's always exciting. But this time of year, it gets real serious. Many of our teams are starting to wrap up their season. Sectional draws have been made. Our girls' golf team is qualified for the state finals. They'll be playing tomorrow in the state finals.
Wow, that's incredible.
And they're currently, I think they're ranked third in the last poll and finished second to a strong, I think, Westfield team in the sectionals. So, that's exciting as teams start wrapping up. Last Saturday, we won three MIC championships in one day. Boys and girls cross country and our boys tennis team won the MIC championship. And so those kinds of things are really neat. And we've had a very successful fall. I think Mr. Inskeep told me that as of last week, all of our teams, all eight teams, were ranked in the top 10 in the state in their particular sport ranking. So those kinds of things going on. We've had in the last 6 years 35 state championships. I know it's an amazing, it's just a real tribute.
Yeah.
So this is the time of year where folks are going to start earning state championships, and we wish them all luck, and we're just so proud of what they accomplished, but we're also proud of how they do it. And we talk a lot about that. It's not what we do, but how we do it that's important at Carmel High School. We're going to have good teams. We've got a lot of kids. We've got great facilities. We've got great coaches. We have all the ingredients to be successful. But so we really want to focus on not just that success, but how we achieve that. What kind of sportsmanship do we promote? What kind of commitment do our kids make? What kind of teammates are they? What kind of role models are our coaches? So those are all things that are really important, and not just in athletics. I mean, our marching band, they've had a tremendous start to their season, which will end, in a couple of months. I think in November they have their grand national championship, but they won their first contest at Lawrence Central. And then last weekend, they went to Dayton, Ohio, and won that very tough Bands of America, the BOA regional competition. So we have a lot to be proud of, and our athletics and our fall sports really lead the way for our winter sports and our spring sports, which, you know, also are tremendously successful. You know, our winter, our swim teams, and our basketball programs and wrestling. And then in the spring, we've had, you know, great success the last 2 years with our track team and just all of our sports. We're very, very lucky.
That was a really good point when you talked about it's not the how we go about winning. It's not do we win, it's how do we go about winning. Yeah, messed up my words there. But I think that's a really great point because, I mean, obviously winning 35 state championships in 6 years is no small feat, but I think it's a great thing to win championships in state, whether you're doing sports, different, band, that kind of stuff, marching band, even things like TV and radio with the ISB competition. Absolutely. Like those, it's great to win state, but it's how do you conduct yourself and your sportsmanship. I think that's the biggest part. That's something that we try and keep ourselves accountable for, and we try and have our standards set high too, because it is good that we're able to win all these championships and all that, and it's nice to see that we're performing really well in anything that we're doing. But the fact that we're able to hold ourselves to a high level of sportsmanship and keep our heads, we're confident about how we play, but we're not cocky about it, I think.
And that's a great way of putting it. You know, we are very confident, and we believe that we're going to be successful. And that's the product of tradition, but it's also the product of hard work. And, you know, it's been interesting to me as we brought, you know, new coaches in. I mean, they come up and they say, gosh, you know, I knew Carmel was great. I didn't know how hard our kids work or how committed they were. Or I have a coach come back from an away trip and, you know, they've had a big victory, but the first thing they want to tell me is how the manager of the McDonald's that we went into came and said, we've never had a group of kids behave as well as yours did, or the bus driver talks about that. So those things are important. And again, we're not perfect, you know, just like our one loss record isn't perfect, but we strive for excellence in competition, and we strive for excellence in how we do what we do. And whether it's, you know, like, and I think your point, whether it's the radio or football or marching band or tech counts or what we do in the classroom, we just have to have that sense of urgency that we're going to continue to get better, and we're going to do it the right way, so that when we walk away, whether or not we take the trophy home or not, we feel satisfied and we feel good about how we represented ourselves, our team, and our school.
I think that's a really good way to end that topic and kind of wrap up this episode.
Well, Dan, this is great. I really enjoy this. I appreciate you inviting me in and us having a chance to talk.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying this as well. I know it's been fun kind of getting to produce this and work with you, getting to see sort of behind the scenes of how everything works and how you're able to help everything keep going along.
So that will conclude this episode of the Principal Podcast. I'm Dan Burkhard with 91.3 WHJE Radio. More stories can be found online at WHJE.com.